This is Ethan Chadwick here for Aggie Radio doing your post-game review of the Utah State-Arkansas State football game. This was a game in which the Aggies won 34-20, but kind of played an up-and-down game. The Aggies started out strong, were able to score 24 points in the first half, and it really looked like Arkansas State was very undisciplined and didn't really want to be there, and they weren't playing very well. I mean, in the first half alone, they had more penalty yards than they had total yards of offense. And so the Aggies took a 24-0 lead into the half, and they came back out a little bit flat, and Arkansas State came out and really kind of took it to them. And they were able to cut the lead at one point to 27-20 with about 7 minutes and 28 seconds left in the game. The Utah State offense took the ball 91 yards and took just under 7 minutes to get the length of the field and get a touchdown to seal the game to give them a 14-point lead. Kent Myers had an off day passing the ball. He was 11 of 25 for 136 yards and one touchdown, with one interception as well. And he was also sacked 3 times. And half of his passing yards came off of one play to Rashad Lewis for a beautiful 68-yard pass. And it was a really exciting play. They unfortunately only settled for a field goal, and that was their second-to-last score. And that was in the fourth quarter, or the third quarter, I guess. And, you know, one thing, there was poor play, poor accuracy for Kent Myers. He did a good job running the ball, though, especially on the last drive of the game, in which he finished the game with 11 carries for 92 yards. Didn't have a touchdown, but did a good job running the ball. Tony Lindsay led Utah State in rushing with 19 carries for 106 yards and 2 touchdowns. But the Aggies, of course, were without Devontae Mays, their number one running back. And it was nice to see some of the other guys step up. There's still a lot of questions about the passing game for Utah State, and maybe a few about the play calling. And I don't know if that's decisions by Kent Myers or the play calls by Coach Wells, but it seemed like a lot of different times on third down, they weren't really trying to get a first down. They were just trying to make sure they didn't turn over the ball, and were playing very conservative. And, you know, in the end, they did get the win, but it looked scary for a little bit because, I mean, Arkansas State outscored us 20-3 up until that last touchdown, and so they outscored us 20-10 there in the second half. The defense had some ups and downs. There were some good plays. Felt like they were on the field a lot, and they gave up a lot of passing yards in the second half. Arkansas State actually finished with more total yards than Utah State, with the difference being that Arkansas State had 357 total yards. Utah State had 334. Utah State did a much better job running the ball than they did passing. The team finished with 198 yards rushing, but only 136 passing. Arkansas State, on the other hand, had 287 yards passing and only 70 rushing. So a little bit of difference in there. And I think a lot of that came because, you know, Utah State had prepared for one quarterback, Chad Wojtek, who played the first couple series, but then was replaced by Justice Hansen, who went in and played a really good game for Arkansas State. He went 18 of 26 for 277 yards and a touchdown. And that, as a side note, was the first passing touchdown of the year for Arkansas State. He was also sacked 3 times and threw an interception, but definitely made it a little bit scary for all Aggie fans because they almost came back to win this game. But both teams were perfect in the red zone. Arkansas State went 3 of 3. Utah State went 4 of 4. But again, I mentioned there were a lot of penalties for Arkansas State in this game. They finished with 18 penalties for 129 yards. Utah State, much cleaner, but still not perfect. They had 6 penalties for 54 yards. And a note about that, though, there were a couple penalties that were pass interferences that were called on Dallin Leavitt. And Dallin Leavitt didn't actually interfere with the receiver. Instead, he really just made a great play on the ball and was going for the ball and intercepted one and tipped away the other. And these were both on the same drive at the beginning of the third quarter. And did an awesome job, but was flagged both times. And so they gave them, 30 yards right there, even though they didn't deserve to have them. But, there's some positives and negatives. But the Aggies got the win, and that's the biggest thing. Next week, they'll be taking on Air Force for homecoming. That'll be next Saturday at 8:15, I believe. So, want to thank you for listening to this audio recap, and we'll now share with you the post-game press conference so you can hear quotes from Coach Wells and two of the Aggies that played in this game.
Well, I'm first of all very, very happy and very pleased with our effort outcome of the game. That's a good team and a good program. I have a lot of respect. I said it all week for them. They're very similar to us and the success that they've had over the last 5 or 6 years. So that program's going to go a long way in the Sun Belt. I'm proud of our guys for finding ways to win. That's something that we can build off of. I think we can gain confidence of. Those defensive stops late in the red zone, causing them to kick field goals were huge. And a 91-yard drive with over, what, 7 minutes, close to 7 minutes on the clock. And I think we went, I guess, six minutes and 53 seconds. That reminds me of another drive around here that we also built a lot of confidence of. It just now hit me. And which I believe it was a 9-minute drive against Nevada in 2011, my first year here as an assistant. We went on a 9-minute drive to win the game and seal the win. And this very much reminded me of that, converting third downs and making some big plays. And so I'm very, very proud of our men to find a way to win, and we should build off that and have some confidence going in to Mountain West play beginning next week. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up. Anytime you're playing in front of Maverick Stadium in our home crowd, it's a special, special feeling. Those students are awesome. They're the best students in the Mountain West, best student section, I should say. It's an energy that our players feed off of. And to play in this venue and defend our turf and play in Maverick Stadium is always something that we take a lot of pride in. We're going to be playing here again next week, so we need a bigger crowd. I need every tail end in those seats. We need to fill this thing and be really, really loud. And it's a major home field advantage for us in an atmosphere that is, to me, second to none in the Mountain West.
Matt, I mean, considering some of the offensive struggles in the second half, what does that say about Kent Myers and the type of quarterback he was, reeling off those big runs and just engineering probably the most meaningful drive of the season?
Yeah, I think it was. It was. That's pretty easy analogy or declaration right there. I would agree with you, Jason. It is a big drive. I think it says a lot about the offensive line. I thought Tony Lindsay and Lawan Hunt both ran well. Kent made some nice reads and I thought did a tremendous job with the ball on the perimeter, being smart and with the ball. And I just thought that whole last drive is, I mean, that's some good football. Yeah, really good in the first half. Thought it, we struggled a little bit getting pressure on the passer in the third quarter and defending some of those vertical routes. But I thought when they had their back to the end zone, I thought they bowed up and played well down at the very end.
It seems like it's comes in and all of a sudden starts playing well. How difficult is that, or why do you think that was so much harder to defend backup?
I don't think it had anything to do with the backup, Isaac. It's a good question, but I don't think it had anything to do with him. It had to do with our pass rush and covering the receivers a lot closer. And, you know, the kid can throw the ball. That's why he was a highly recruited quarterback right out of high school, and the kid is very talented. He's got a bright future ahead of him, and I think he's a good quarterback. But I think it, you know, was, you know, you fail to put a pass rush on somebody and you give a guy a long time, then, man, you got to cover for a long time. You're going to struggle on the back end, no matter who the quarterback is.
It just seems like it's happened quite a few times, and maybe gives a spark to the team or something. But yeah. What did you see as far as the chippiness and all the penalties and that kind of thing?
I was proud of our guys for holding their composure. That our guys did a nice job and you know, playing between the whistles and trying to establish their presence between the whistles.
Matt, I mean, those pass interference calls against Down were really close, it seemed like, looking at replays. How much do you feel maybe that changed the complexion of the game? At least in helping them get momentum.
I'm going to be careful how I word this answer. I think it did change the complexion of the game, and I can't wait to see the video here in just a few minutes. Yes, sir.
Talk about Down Levitt's interception after Arkansas State had just gotten one. Big momentum changed. Big Arkansas State had all the momentum right there.
The guy just plays with berserker effort. He's everywhere. Extremely smart, passionate, always around the ball. More you're around the ball, better things happen. Our special teams coordinator always says luck follows effort. Kid plays with a tremendous amount of effort, so you get lucky, you know. But you earn those breaks too. And Dallin's always around the ball. So, I mean, almost had two.
Coach, was this a breakout game for Tony, getting all the reps?
Yeah, you know, with Devontae being out and him being, you know, kind of the lead back right there, I just think Tony did a nice job of stepping up. He didn't try to do more than he needed to. I thought our old line blocked well. He ran with a good vision. I like the look in his eye. I mean, he got the wind knocked out of him a couple times and bounced right back up. And just thought he had a good look in his eye, and I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of his efforts tonight.
Coach, can you talk a little bit more about Arkansas State and how they did compared to maybe what you were expecting?
Well, it's a talented team, especially out on the perimeter. They're skillful at receiver. I mean, you could see that those guys are good, and that's kind of what I expected, to be honest with you. And you know, we got some turnovers early, and we're able to cash it in for points. And you know, that's I expected a tough, hard fought battle, which is kind of what we got.
What about the penalties in the first half? Was that something that you expected them to do so?
No, not really. You can't. That's hard to gauge or hard to predict.
Matt, how big of a deal was it for the morale of the team to see Daniel Gray come out and contribute tonight after last week's injury?
A good. Maybe, Jason, a little bit more for their morale when he came out and practiced on Wednesday, you know, and flew around and all that. We need Daniel. I think we got three good corners, he and Wesley and Jalen, and we're going to need him down the stretch. And so I was happy that, you know, he's able to go.
5-minute drivers, Nevada, by the way.
You sure? 2011? Positive? I'm not going to doubt you, Kurt. You're the veteran in here with a computer and Wi-Fi. Dadgummit. Boy, you know, as the years go on, it gets longer and longer, doesn't it? So it's been 4 or 5 years since then, so I've added a minute about every year. So I apologize and appreciate you correcting me. Staying corrected, Steve.
I never argued
with you. I'm not going to. He knows I'm not going to.
Looking forward to next week, what is one thing that you know you guys need to change just right now?
That's hard to say a little bit without looking at the tape. You know, Air Force is always a good team, always a good program. The option is an X factor. You know, they're 2-0. They had a week of of rest and a bye week, and I'm glad we get an extra day, so we'll use that this weekend. but I don't know. That's a good question. I just you got me stumped right now after the game. I don't know. Ask me on Monday.
Okay. Will you be changing anything about the defense on the pass?
Say it again.
Will you be changing anything about the defense for the receivers in the pass?
Well, hopefully we cover them a little bit closer. Yeah, we got a little bit better pass rush on the quarterback. So.
Anything else for Coach Wells?
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we have senior linebacker Brock Carman, had a career high 12 tackles tonight. Brock will give us a comment on how he thought the defense played. Then I'll take some questions.
To start off, I think the defense played really well tonight, especially in the first half. We came out with a ton of energy, and being in Maverick Stadium, I think everybody was ready to go for sure. And I think in the first half, we did exactly what we wanted to do, and we shut them out. In the second half, obviously, they got their pass game going a little bit, and we got to clean up some stuff with that. But other than that, I thought the defense had a good showing.
Were you surprised by what happened in the first half, and did you expect them to make their push eventually?
Yeah, I don't think we saw that quarterback coming in. We thought they'd stick with Wojtek a little bit, but that's exactly what we wanted to do, is shut them down. I think we came out ready to execute our game plan, and I thought we did that really well in the first half.
Brock, was there a difference between the backup and the starter? Do you think the style of play or anything, or plays they call?
Yeah, their starter, he's a little bit more of a runner, so we kind of anticipated that a little bit more. And this guy came in, and he threw the ball around pretty well, but no excuses. We should have shut down their pass game a little better than we did in the second half.
Just Brock, how special? This was your first career start, 12
yeah.
tackles, career high tackles. Just how special was this game for you?
It was huge. It was a ton of fun out there. More than anything, it was just a blast playing out there in front of our home fans. So, yeah, definitely a special night for me.
Talk a little bit more about what it's like playing at home.
It's just huge. The energy, you can't take that into account enough, how much it gets us going. And when Maverick, we get a little lead and it's just rocking in there. I mean, it's huge, the advantage, I think.
How did that affect the ability in the second half to continue playing hard even though?
Yeah, definitely. It motivates you, and the whole time you know you've got the crowd behind you, and whatever happens, we've got our team and we've got our crowd at home, and we know that it's going to work out how we wanted it to.
How was the momentum changed by all the penalties called?
Yeah, it definitely shifted it a little. Obviously, down, we thought he had a couple of good plays, but we'll look at the film and see what it looked like. But it definitely changed the momentum a little bit, gave him a little jump start.
Defensively, you guys seem to struggle in the second half. Why is that, do you think?
I don't think you can really say exactly what it was. They started throwing the ball, and they made a couple plays that we shouldn't have let them make. So I don't think you can say exactly what it was. I think we had energy. I don't think it's anyone thought the game was over or anything like that. It's just a little more focus and just take away some of those big plays that they had, I thought, more than anything.
You gave up a couple quick touchdowns in the second half, but the next two times they got into the red zone, you had huge stops.
Yeah.
What that was like for the defense.
I was huge. You know, we knew that we'd been playing a great game, and we knew we let a couple things go. But and once they're in the red zone, we know we're not going to let them run the ball in, and that's kind of our motto. And I thought the whole defense just stepped up and made some plays down there and kept them out of the end zone pretty well.
Anything else for Brock? Okay, we have junior quarterback Kent Myers. Kent's going to recap how we thought the offense played, and then we'll take some questions.
Offensively, you know, I think we came out here and we played well. We got up on them really fast, and I just felt like we kind of took our foot off the pedal and, you know, kind of went downhill. But overall, I think, you know, we ran the ball well. We thought we were going to throw more on them, but they kind of played us a little bit differently. But I feel like, you know, when adversity hit, we came back in the second half and drove the ball down the field and got the W.
Kent, what did you see on those two big runs on the last drive that you
Coach Wells just trusted the ball in my hands in that situation. So, you know, I wanted to make a big play for my team. And, you know, I just felt like I didn't really do enough this game as much as I thought I would, And, you know, that was really like a chip on my shoulder. So I went out there and just really just got the first down, got what they gave me.
Was there a moment when you weren't sure if you're going to be able to come back in the game after you got hurt down by your own?
When I got hit, you know, as soon as I got hit, I really didn't know. But I felt when I was able to, you know, move my legs and my neck, I felt like me as a competitor, I wanted to come back. But I was kind of nervous that, you know, the doctor was going to hold me out, you know, with probably concussion or something like that. But, you know, I didn't want to let my team down. I felt like, you know, I wanted to come back for that game and get the W like we did.
Did it affect you at all?
No, I don't think it did. You know, that first drive, you know, we drove down and we scored. And I felt like I played pretty good, you know, in that series. I didn't really have any problems. But then, you know, throughout the game, my neck started getting a little stiff. But right now, you know, I'm good. But, you know, adrenaline just kept going and I just kept fighting.
Does a hit like that make you think about running less or anything? Or do you look back and say, maybe I could have run more? Because you obviously had success running the ball.
No, on that, I mean, it's going to happen. I just felt like, you know, when I cut it back, I just got to be cautious with, you know, the traffic coming inside out. And I felt like I could have probably stretched it a little bit more before I punctured. But, you know, I thought I saw the end zone right there, nobody right there. So, you know, that's my fault. But I just have to be smarter when I'm running the ball.
You talked a little bit about adversity later in the game. Talk about how being at Maverick Stadium affected your ability and team's ability to overcome that.
Oh, you know, the fans are, you know, phenomenal. You know, they kept us going with them being loud and things like that. And I just feel like, you know, we wanted this. We wanted to score. The defense kept giving us, you know, situations to go score. And I just feel like with that, you know, Coach Wells kept saying this is really going to show our mental toughness. So, you know, we went out there and really just ran it down their throat like he told us to, you know, was smart with the ball. So.
And you had a lot of flags that actually, you know, played it in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how that changed the momentum.
You know, we're getting in their head. They're down. They're trying to fight. And, you know, they're a scrappy team. They talk a lot. And, you know, we're just being smart and let them, you know, get all the flags that we can, that they can. So, you know, we're happy about that.
Ken, even with Devontae out, you had some very impressive play from your running backs today. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, Devontae's a phenomenal running back, but we also have three other running backs. Tony Lindsay that did a phenomenal job today. We have LaJuan Hunt and Justin Hervey. So, you know, when he was down, you know, you kind of, you know, you feel sorry for him because you want him to play. You want him to be there because he's a big part of our offense. But also I know that our other three backs can also do the same thing that he can. You know, they just have to do something with their opportunity. And I think Tony Lindsay really showed out today.
Anything else for Kent?